Hello.
Hi, Daniel. Hey. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I am so sorry. I was having issues with my headset. It's Nadine. I was like, what is going on? I can't hear anybody. I apologize. I didn't know if you could hear me when I said, I'll call you back. So I had to restart my headset. I wanted to call you because I know we had your client interview scheduled this morning. However, Stephanie mentioned, I guess you wanted to cancel or something. So I wanted to check in with you. What's going on?
Yeah. So when I thought about it more this morning, I realized I just can't afford the service right now. It's too risky to spend the money on. You guys can't help me fast enough anyways. You said it's going to take like 45 days. So
I understand. The 45, so just to kind of go over the timeline, and that's why I'm very transparent on the timeline, because anyone out there is never going to get you, like, on Google within a few days. It just doesn't work like that. So also because we know the importance, right, of you generating calls, like, as quickly as you can without overwhelming you, is why we get the website, the Facebook ads as well, and the directory submission. Those are done within the 5 to 7 days. The website and Facebook ads are 7 to 14. The reason why we give the timeline of the 45 to 60 days for the local map first page placement is because we are getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page. Now, I'm not going to say that I haven't seen at times where it has happened sooner, right? Because I have.
Yeah.
But I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, because let's just say, Daniel, if I told you, okay, you'll be up there in 30 days, and what if you weren't on that first page until day 31? I know if it was me, I would be calling you and saying, you told me 30 days. So I have to give that timeline no matter what, because I would rather give you that timeline, and if it happens sooner, even better. But I want to be honest with you as well, and that's why I always give that timeline to be super transparent. That it doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes sense. I mean,
okay.
Right now, Nadine, it's between taking this risk and paying my rent. And So, I was just hoping you'd be willing to give me a refund. And if I get any work coming in, I'll revisit this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like it's a good service, but I really just don't have $350 to gamble right now, and I just you caught me at a real desperate time, and I made a poor judgment on that. So
okay.
So is that okay?
I mean, if that's the case, Daniel, you know, I mean, we haven't even done any work yet. Today was scheduled your client interview. Honestly, I'm not trying to generate another bill for you. I would always want you to look at this as an investment. You know what I mean? I'm really not trying to generate
another
bill.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, within a month, I'd owe you another $250. And that's a lot. And I don't even, you know, right now I'm just trying to stay afloat through September.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And hope for the best from Angie's leads.
I know with them, that's a big investment. I know for a fact, because we work with a lot of their clients.
My friends actually gave me $300 to get started with them. And,
that was so kind of them. Wow.
Yeah, but so I feel extra bad about trying to get with you, because that was basically just spending the money that they gave me. And I really needed that.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's the case, Daniel, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask my manager to go ahead and cancel the account, and then also submit your refund. The refund, I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know how quick that's going to happen, because I would say about 5 to 10 business days, but it could, depending on your bank too, it could hit back a lot sooner. Okay. So I'm going to put the refund through. I'm sorry that we couldn't work with you, you know, on pricing. I mean, that's the best price point I could have given you. But again, if it's going to be where you're struggling to pay your rent, if I would have known that yesterday, I would have never signed you up. I don't work like that. That's just
I know. You seem like a really nice person.
Okay.
Yeah, you seem like a really nice person. So I appreciate you helping me out and letting me go back on this, because, I mean, I just, you know, it's just too much right now. I mean, I'm either gonna sink or swim, but I can't make it happen faster. So yeah. I gotta bide my time here.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that all that's going on for you. I really hope that Angie's works out. If I could ask you this, I know you mentioned your friends gave you the money, but you're paying per lead with them, aren't you?
So Angie said that if I gave them $300 as a line of credit for leads, that they could get me started. So I gave them $300, so I have that much money worth of leads. Right now I've only taken one lead that didn't work out. So I'm down $57. I got another one that I said I would be interested in that's supposed to call me at some point. So I'm hoping that that one works out. But at a certain point, I'm gonna run out of lead money, and I'm going to have to start paying out of pocket.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you give them, and listen, I'm not trying to be nosy and I'm not trying to discourage you, but my concern is this, Daniel, because what you're sharing with me, right? If they have your card on file, okay, be very, very careful. And I'll tell you why. Once you hit that threshold of that $300, okay, what they're going to do, they're going to keep sending you leads. And even if you said, no, I told you guys I can't afford this, they're going to say, well, we sent you the leads. You might want to call them because you're being charged. I've seen it happen many times.
I'll do two things. I'll turn my leads off, and I'll contact them to let them know that I've turned my leads off.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I'm kind of warning you to just be careful. Just be mindful. I hope that doesn't happen, but I've spoken with many business owners that have been in really tough situations that they ended up owing them money and were being sent to collection. So I would just really want you to be careful. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Nadine.
You're welcome. All right, Daniel. Well, it was a pleasure again speaking with you, and I hope everything works out. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.